Today on To The Point, we're celebrating 100. That's not years, that is 100 episodes. Come and join us.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk. We talk movie.
All right, you guys, welcome on in To The Point with Kristen Burt, presented by Dance Network and Popcorn Talk, of course. And you just heard that we are celebrating 100 episodes here of To The Point. And we want to thank all of our listeners and viewers for supporting the show. It is such a thrill to be able to bring the best in dance to all of you each and every week. And bringing the best in dance this week, Josh Price.
Hi, what's up?
Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It feels good to be back. I missed the lights and the microphone.
You're ready.
I'm ready.
You know, it's funny because I went back and looked. I was trying to remember when you came in, but it was May of 2018.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And you were here with Kevin Fry.
Yes, my homie.
Yes, right here. Like, different studio. We were actually in a different studio.
Okay, I thought there was an upgrade.
It looks a little different. Yeah, this is a little cozier, I think. And so you guys can go back and watch that episode, of course. And you said I had braces.
Had braces.
Didn't remember that.
I was a little stressed. It was my first podcast. Had a little lift. Because my teeth and stuff, so if you want to go watch that.
But now you're the wise old age of 16.
16 years old.
Well, look at that. Amazing.
Ready to go.
All grown up and back on the podcast.
I'm excited, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny, too, because I was thinking back to last year, and S-Rank, you guys were on season 2 of World of Dance, but it had just started airing, or it was just about to air, I believe.
I think it was just about to air.
Just about to air, and you said, do you know what happens? And I said, you guys make it to the top 4, and he goes, okay, you know. You were testing me, which is great.
I was like,
yep. And he was like, okay, you know, you got it. But we couldn't talk about it at all, obviously.
Yeah. Didn't want to get sued or anything.
No, I don't either. And NBC knows that I know the outcome, and I respect that because they are so great giving me all the contestants, and they bring them here week after week, so I appreciate that.
Yeah, you got a nice lineup of people who's been here.
Yes, it's been a really fun 3 seasons altogether, 100 episodes, and we got a lot of great stuff coming the next.
I'm excited.
All right,
good. Do you know how long you want to go for?
As long as I can, honestly.
That's a good answer.
You know, it's funny because you think that sometimes some months when you're like booking, you know, people to come on the show, you feel like, I don't know if there's any more stories to tell. And then something will happen. Like someone will DM me or I'll get an email or something will happen. And I think, oh no, there's another story that needs to be told.
There's never enough. There's always people waiting to talk and spread their knowledge and stuff. So you'll be good.
Good.
Yeah,
I love that. Josh is predicting I'm going to be good.
I know. Yeah, you'll be good.
At least for another 100 episodes.
Yeah.
But I think also I like shining a spotlight on dance. Mm-hmm. And there's so much growth. And you guys are doing so many incredible things.
Thank you. We're trying.
Yes. But it's fun for me to be able to give you guys an even bigger platform.
Yes. Thank you. We want to speak our truth and just, I guess, have a place to speak in front of the camera instead of like kind of just being behind it dance-wise because we're not really having a chance to talk.
Right.
But it's really nice what you're doing here.
Thank you. All right. Well, let's talk about you. And I want to talk a little bit about World of Dance because we had to skip over it the last time you were here. And now that we are just about airing season 3 because it starts February 26th, how do you feel about the whole experience? Have you been able to sort of wrap your brain around it?
Yes and no. Yes being because it's so crazy because they filmed season 3 last year. Mm-hmm. And we also filmed our season last year. So it's just like that all happened in a year. And it's still like how everything's like moving so fast. And I'm just like, wow, that's crazy. But yes, I have because I just love. What was the question again?
Have you wrapped your brain around it, honestly?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
You're like, I'm still wrapping my brain around the question.
Yeah. I was just like, yeah, I have. It's it was a crazy experience. And I'm so grateful for it to do it twice. Because I was with I'm a Beast in season 1. Mm-hmm. And just from getting cut season 3. Oh, no. Getting cut from round 3, the first season, and then going all the way to the end. It was a huge difference and bigger boost in my confidence and, like, how I portrayed my dancing and, like, me evolving from season 1 to season 2, kind of.
Oh, I think it was a big jump for you, too, because you were competing in the junior category. Because there wasn't even a junior team at the time. And then you jumped to the upper team category. So I think there's a lot more expectations and responsibility placed on you. And you were 15 when you were shooting the show.
Yes. And still had to do school. Me and Bailey were chilling. I'll never forget the first. Because we were. I don't even remember how they shot it. They shot it each division, I think, twice a month or twice a week? So they would shoot it, like, our division was first, so upper, and then junior, and then junior team, and then, like, the duos and trios and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And they would, so we were first, and it was, I think, January 4th, and it was super cold here, and it was me, Bailey, and then my friend Matt. He's from Embodiment, because he was, I think, 17 at the time, mm-hmm. and we were the only three kids in school in this, like, huge tent. And it's just freezing cold. Our parents are sitting there. It's just my mom and Judy. And we were freezing cold, and they had, like, the little heating tubes.
Yes.
And it just wasn't a good time.
But how much work did you actually get done? Be honest. It's okay.
From 1 to 10, I'd say, like, I'd say 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
In between there.
Yeah, because I don't even know. Yeah, it was about 5.
It's hard,
it would
too.
Go from 5 to 4, depending on the day. My mom's saying 3, but it was definitely a 4 or 5. Never a 3. Yeah.
I think Bailey was saying they were even bringing you guys blankets and stuff because it was so cold in that tent.
Yeah, and they knew, as the weeks progressed, they knew that we really couldn't, like, really do school because, like, we were rehearsing from, like, when we got off set, so say, like, 5 till, like, 5 in the morning, and then we have school at 7. Mm-hmm. And then one time we drove, Snow Globe?
Yep.
Yeah, so we stayed in Burbank. And then we had rehearsal at Snow Globe, and from, like, midnight to, like, 4. And then at 4, we got our email, like, oh, we have to be me and Bailey had to be at school at, like, 6 a.m.
Oh, my gosh.
So by the time we, like, got back to Snow Globe, we only had, like, 30 minutes to be downstairs in the lobby to go do school for, like, 5 hours until we had to go dance full out. Oh, yeah, it was a lot.
That's exhausting. Mm-hmm. I mean, and you know, you're young, too, so you always find a way to find that energy. But you do have a responsibility to the rest of the crew to be on point and not be like, I'm really exhausted or I'm not going to make a mistake in this round.
Yeah, we never did. That's why we would just mostly use our time to, like, watch, like, videos from rehearsal and, like, remember, like, new details and stuff like that. But towards the end, because I think Michael is the only adult besides S-Rank. Mm-hmm. And so it was just me, Charity, Andreas, and then the lab. We would all just be, like gone and, like, so tired, and no one was doing school. And the teachers were okay with it because they knew that we were, like, about to die if we didn't get this nap.
Yeah. You're like, I need this nap for sure. Yeah. And there's also a lot of pressure, and I think, you know, you're placing the pressure and mm-hmm. making sure that you guys do as well as possible.
Yeah.
You've made it all the way to the world final, which is incredible.
That was crazy.
But everyone has 2 numbers.
Yeah. And it was funny because we had, by the time we finished the 3rd number, I think we had to already have the 2nd one done or, like, something like that because, oh no, we had to have the 1st one done in 2 days because we had to present it to J-Lo for mentoring.
Yep.
And we had nothing. We literally had nothing. And she was like, okay, like, show us a little bit of your routine. And we were just like, all right,
you're just like, here's a move.
Yeah, we're like, yeah, we'll save it for later, though. Like, we don't want to ruin the whole surprise.
What did J-Lo say when you're presenting just a sliver of the routine?
She's like, oh, I can see what it's going to be. I'm really excited. Like, you know, like, I don't know if she actually meant that or that's what people were saying, but we would give her a little taste and, like, just a little S-Rank juice, and she'd be like, okay, like, I understand.
And this was the piece that she selected the music, and this was the one with the conductor.
Yes, that was, she picked that song.
I think we have a clip of that, too. It's from the one from World Final clip. I love this because I felt like it was so different from what you guys had done in the prior rounds.
Yeah.
When someone gives you music, though, Melvin rolls with it.
Yeah,
he
just goes.
He's so chill. Yeah. But how about for all of you guys, when you're given something a little bit different, was this totally out of the box of what you had been, like?
Just a little bit, because we didn't know how Melvin was going to portray this through his choreo.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the only, like, we don't know what's going to happen. But we always know. That's why I think our chemistry is so great, because we never really ever doubt Melvin in the end, or whenever we think we're going to, or, like, we're like, oh, we don't know about this, it always turns around and is just, like, the best thing ever. Like, people love this piece, and we were just like, we don't know how this is going to be.
Right. What I loved about it, I loved the levels of it. I felt like it added a little bit more height to the movement and the piece compared to what you guys had done in some of the other rounds, and I thought that that was just an exciting element for a world final.
Yeah, it was a good process, because we were thinking of, since me and Melvin, we did the first season together.
Mm-hmm.
We did. He was with Trapkiss, and I was with I'm a Beast. And we both got cut the 3rd round. And that's how we met. We were in the lobby, and we were like, oh, like, you guys got cut. Yeah, we too. And then we, like, became, like, friends, and that's why I got his number. And we played season 2 the way that or a different way from how we played season one.
Right.
So we were just like, for some reason, we were talking about this. It was crazy. For some reason, for round three, people love to like be different and like take that leap and like
or do that do emotional piece if exactly. you've been hard. Yeah.
And we were just like, we just need to do what we've been doing for the first two rounds, just even better. And then after that, then you can start to experiment because I don't know. The third round's I think that's the hardest round for me.
Well, because you lose 50% of the acts. So they get rid of half of you, and they're like,
they're
we're
so
out.
Nitpicky. It's just like, you don't want to, why take a risk when you can do that to like secure America's vote too? Like, even though like they don't vote, but like just so like you can build your fan base after that.
Right.
To
that show they're rooting levels for and stuff. You.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. And that's what we kind of did that. In the right way, but there is still some stuff that we could have like fixed. But yeah, I think us knowing how the layout was of season one definitely helped us with season two.
I heard that a lot from people that did season one and came back in some way, shape, or form in season two. Obviously, the lab had a different strategy into season two. You guys did as well. DNA, I've spoken with Luca and Jenilyn. Yeah. And having an understanding of how the show works, even though I know they switched up the schedule and they did some things better, you guys were already used to that stage. I went and saw it for the first time in person in season three.
It's a lot.
Overwhelming.
It's so crazy.
It gave me a much greater appreciation for what you guys are doing out there on the stage because, the 360 camera that's running mm-hmm. above the stage, the LED floor, there's a lot of lights. It's a theater in the round.
The audience, like, sometimes they scream too loud where you can't even hear the music.
Yeah, and the beeps. I finally got to hear the beeps where it's like...
The scary beep, yeah.
The scary beep that everyone talks about. I heard it in person, and I was like, this is no joke.
Yeah, I get PTSD. Like,
that's what I was thinking, post-traumatic stress disorder on that.
I hear that. Even when I, like, play the mix for fun, because I'm like, oh, let me just, like, dance, like, because I miss doing it.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, my God, I forget the beeps are there.
How did you feel walking away from the experience? You know, you guys had to keep it secret for a long time that you had made it all the way to the finals, which was incredible.
Yeah, we, it was hard. We mostly just had to text, like, each other and be like, yeah, we really won. Like, we won. Like, that's so crazy that we, like, made it this far and all this stuff. But I guess me, like, or my mom knowing made it easier because, like, I could tell somebody. And then most of my, like, friends were already, like, in the circle. So it wasn't really like, oh, I got to tell somebody. I was just like, you already know.
A lot of people knew. People had talked.
I was like, oh, okay, like, all right, then we can talk about it.
Exactly.
Because I didn't say anything you told me, so I'm not going to get sued.
No, I'm not getting in trouble. Yeah. And people aren't putting it, as long as they don't put it out there on social media.
Some people.
Josh Price said.
Yeah, that happened a couple times. I know that happened. Sean was telling me about that. Like, one of his fans was, like, in the audience. And then, like, right after, like, went in, and I think they had to, like, take that whole thing down. And was like, they didn't make it to, like, the fourth or, like, the fifth round. Or I was like, whoa, that's crazy.
It's stressful, and I don't know how they keep the audience quiet. I know that they say that they sign an NDA. They did the same thing with Dancing with the Stars Juniors, but it's kind of a tough one to enforce if someone's on an anonymous social media account.
I think my friends were saying that they took their phones and, like, put them in some, like, glass case or something like that.
They have those cases where you can't unlock them. They have to unlock them when you get back, and you can keep your phone on you, but it's locked in this little pouch.
I was like, then I would just give you my phone after that. That's there's no point of, like, holding this glass case to just, like, hold it.
I think that they don't want to be in charge of it while the show's going on. They want you in charge of it,
I feel it.
And then they'll unlock it. But it's, you know, with social media, it's tough to keep some of these shows that pre-tape secret.
Yeah, that's the fun part, though. It's the thrill. It's like, is someone gonna expose us, or are we all good?
Yeah, who knows? How does it feel not to be a part of season three, because you were a part of season one and two? Do you feel a little left out?
No, I feel great. I feel great.
Like, no problem.
No stress. Can focus more on school. But I feel great. It's a lot. It's a lot to handle mentally.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think, like, if I did it again, like, I wouldn't be as stressed. I don't think I would be as stressed at all. Because just knowing all the layers and, like, how the layout is, I'd be like, okay, it's like, I don't know, riding a bike.
Right.
Once you figure it out.
You've got that muscle.
Yeah, I'll know that, all right, the audience is going to do the whole, like, pat on the floor, and you're going to get stressed out,
but
don't
be stressed.
That's
so loud, too, when they're on the stage,
hitting
their hands.
Even watching the show, like, when we were all watching it together, we were like, you feel everything that happens again.
Probably comes rushing back.
So fast, too. It's like, oh, like, I feel like I'm on stage, like, Yeah, it's crazy.
Is there anyone you're looking forward to watching in season 3? Because there's some great acts in season 3.
My friends, Julian and Charlize, they're doing a duet this year. I'm excited. I put in
a request to get them here on the show. So. Yeah.
I'll let them know. Yeah, I'll be like, yo, get on the show.
Get on the show. They gave me a list, and I had them on my list. Yeah. So I starred them.
You'll like those two. They're good people. Because I've known Julian for about 11 years, because we grew up together, went to the same studio in Jersey. Mm-hmm. So we have that connection. So he's kind of like me. He's just like a lot more like outgoing. He's crazy.
That's good.
Yeah, so you'll like him. But I'm excited for them. I've seen a little bit of what they've done because Julian's like asked me for advice and like notes and stuff. And whatever I say, it doesn't really matter at the end. But I love what they're doing. And it's really going to help Julian as a choreographer because he choreographs. And it's going to help him evolve and give him like a different layer of who he is. And I'm excited to see him go from there.
That's good.
So it's going to be really good. Who else is on the show? Unity. Oh, they're going to...
Unity LA. Destroy. Yes. Yeah. With Tassandra Chavez as the
that's gonna be crazy.
Choreographer. She's great. I put in a request for her because they have Ashley and Zach in Unity LA. Yeah. So they're back for season 3, which will be great.
That's going to be exciting. I have no idea. I haven't seen anything. I know it's just going to be like amazing, though.
They just put out Lauren Yakima's solo today.
Yeah,
I saw
that. Yeah, that was really good.
And a lot of people that watch So You Think You Can Dance know Amy Yakima. She won season 10, so it's her little sister. And I think Amy did some of the choreography. So.
Yeah, it's just – I love how they're not – because the first season, I do recall, they – What did I just say? I do recall. That doesn't make sense.
Oh, you do recall. You remember.
I recall. Yeah. I know how they played it out, and they just got, like, everybody. They're like, all right, who's just, like, great right now? And they just got all of, like the best crews and, like, all these, like, top 10, like, people and put them all in the season. Like, all right, like, compete for $1 million.
Do it.
Because that was just, like, there were so many different angles. Like you had Ian, then you had, like, Fiction, and then the twins, and then... like Jabberwockies, and you're just like, Kinges. What's happening? Exactly. You're just like,
was your mind blown on season 1? Because when I even just saw the cast list, I thought, oh, holy cow, they're not joking with this show.
Yeah, they're going in.
They're going in big time.
And I was just like, how are we even here? Like, why are we here?
No, but I'm a Beast is, you know, very well known. I mean, what Wildebeest and Janelle are doing are really incredible.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I was like, oh, we belong there, but it's still just like, do we really belong here? Like,
you do, and I wish you guys had gotten more shine on season 1 because I'm a Beast is very well known in the industry. But if someone in Middle America is not following what's happening, you know, and online, maybe they don't know and they kind of miss that opportunity. Yeah. Because it was so quick that first season.
They really played us. We were like, oh, like, I think we hyped up every episode. Like, we're going to be on. Like, make sure you watch.
And then it was like, and then you're like, well, there they go.
Like, everyone's like, oh, I didn't see him. Like, because on the East Coast, people be like, oh, I didn't see him. Like, really? Like,
you sure?
You didn't see us? Like, we're on the Beast. Like, you didn't see us at all. Like, so that was really upsetting. We'd be like, oh, dang. Oh, next week we'll be on for sure. Still didn't see you. I'm like, oh, okay. I don't even know who to call. Like,
when are we going to be on?
We didn't get no email. Oh, it was
crazy. it was weird because they had such a short season. They didn't have enough. It was a 1-hour show.
Yeah.
I believe 10 weeks the first season. And there was not enough time at all. It was like boom, 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 boom. And so when some people were saying, oh, we were on season 1, I'm like, really?
You didn't know. No, you're so serious. Yeah.
Yeah. And season 2, there were some acts that were cut even from the broadcast, even with the extended time.
Yeah, that was crazy. I was like, you sure you didn't even get like your 5 seconds? Like,
no. My friend Kaylee Ware did season 1 and season 2. She did as a duet in season 1, had a blink of a moment in season 1, then season 2 got cut completely.
That's so crazy. Or there are so many groups that I was like, you were definitely going to be shown and they weren't shown. And I was like, that doesn't even make sense.
You know, it doesn't, and it's so hard because we're not on the production side. Yeah. And they have a story to tell, and they have angles that they want to hit. And sometimes you think it seems so obvious, their story, but to whatever storyline that they wanted to follow, it just didn't fit into the narrative.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's when you have to remember, like, it's great that you guys are also talented, but on the TV side, they're like, we have our own story, and that's what happens.
Like, and, like, their own, like, play-by-play and everything, and...
how things come out in the end. And so sometimes we get frustrated as audience members, but...
Yeah, that's why I like what Ian did when he was on the show with the Young Lions, how he wasn't for sure, because he was the only smart one out of the... Oh, no, him and Ken just too. They were just like, we don't know if we're going to be on for sure, so we're going to film all of our dances and then just air them right after the show so people, like, just in case we weren't on. And they would just air, like, okay, this is what we were going to do if, like, we were on the first episode and all this stuff. And I was just like, that's so smart. And then they got their dances out and they got to see, like, and even though they were on, like, most of it, but, like, it just, you had, like, another, like, video to watch after to, like, get more connected with them after.
Right, with your fans. And if someone was introduced to Ian for the first time on the show or Kinjas for the first time, there they go. Maybe they're on their YouTube page now, and now they see all the their other work. Yeah,
and then
they,
like,
post,
like, okay, rehearsal footage from this round. You're like, oh my god, like, they rehearse, and people are like,
yeah.
Oh,
when I'm
that.
Into something, I love every extra.
Yeah,
I want to see the rehearsal. I want to see what happened after. I want to see backstage. So when I'm all in, I'm all in.
People love them vlogs.
People do. They certainly do. So when we had Melvin here, he talked about wanting to maybe go back at a certain point. I'm sure you saw this. So, because your mom said that she watched.
Yeah, she watches it a lot. You know, she wakes up to that.
I mentioned Ruth just a little bit on Melvin's interview, and she liked it. So she played it a couple times.
Yeah, you know, just right from her part.
Just to mention.
At the gym, like.
Like I said, I love my dance moms. You guys are all
so
great.
Gotta love my dance moms.
I do. And, but I thought Melvin had some interesting things. He said, if I come back, I have a trio in mind. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's season 4 or something in the future, but he said, I want Josh in my trio.
Yeah. I was like, oh, thanks, bro. Like, want you in my trio, too.
here's an idea. Would you come back as your own act and then say, Melvin, come on in?
Hey, you never know. You never know what's going on up here.
Right.
But we have been talking about it after the interview. Shout out Popcorn Talk.
To the point. Sparked, you know, an idea.
100th episode. but after that, I, like, hit him up and I was like, yo, you, like, serious? He's like, yeah, bro. And I'm not sure if I can, like, say it for sure, but if season 4 does get picked up, because I'm not sure, I'm going to ask someone once season 3, like, airs, because it really takes, like, a week until, like, NBC's like, all right, here's more money.
Yeah,
like,
they picked it up a week before season 2.
That's what
even
I'm saying.
Aired.
Yeah.
But we'll see what happens. This is a new time slot for them,
exactly,
so they may just be working out. I'm going to assume we're going to have season 4.
That's what I was thinking.
It's been very successful.
And if there is one, we do have a third person. We possibly are going to do it. I think we're going to start because there's this competition called Hip Hop International.
Of course. Is it in Vegas this year?
No, it's in Arizona.
Arizona, okay.
It's so hot over there. Shout out Arizona, Electrolytes. That's my fam. But, oh, it's so hot over there. Like, me thinking about it is making me sweat. I'll never forget. They had hot rain one day.
Oh.
I walk outside and it's like just like hot drops on my face.
You're like, I'm gonna burn.
I was like, what do I do? Like, I don't know what to do. I'm just trying to get some Cane's fried chicken and
I have not tried Cane's fried chicken, by the way,
so
you guys.
Good.
And Fiction was here swearing up and down that I need to try Cane's fried chicken.
You should have told me. I would have brought you some.
It's like in Downey or isn't it?
Yeah, there's one in Downey or there's one like by Huntington, I think.
Okay.
But there's one like close to Snow Globe, but it's so worth the drive.
All right, I've got to add that to my list. I'm gonna do it one day, and on social media, I'm gonna be like, I'm finally trying Cane's.
Yeah. But
let's talk about this trio.
Yeah,
because besides fried chicken,
yeah, we can talk about that all day. But we do have a third person, and if we are for sure about season 4, then we're gonna do the trio because they just added a new trio division for HHI this year.
Ooh.
Which I know is gonna be like super insane, but Melvin was like, you know, I'm trying to win that too. So,
goals.
Because he's won like every division so far. So, we're
can
just going to try
and. Can
you
say who the third member is? Is it.
You can guess. Won't say. I mean, okay.
Male or female?
Oh,
is it Bailey?
I mean, there's still.
Could it be Bailey?
That's the thing. There's so many possibilities still.
Right.
Depending on the third person's like schedule. They're a very busy person.
Okay.
So
it could be like a Sean or a Casey. I don't know.
I don't know. That's four. That's four.
That's
people.
Four. I know, but I figured they're both busy.
Yeah.
Bailey's busy. Sean's busy.
Ooh,
Casey's busy.
You haven't had this person on the show.
Mm.
They're
all right. So I've had Bailey, Sean, and Casey on. They've all been on.
I don't think you've had this person.
So that takes them out of the mix for the trio, possibly.
And, yeah. So. I think it's always been a thing, though, because me, Bailey, and Melvin have such a good connection. I'm actually about to post a video because we just took Tucker's class, Tucker Barkley.
Yep.
And that video came out yesterday, and I was just like, I was watching. I was like, we look pretty good.
So it was the three of you.
Yeah, it was the three of us. So that might happen, but you haven't had them on the show.
Okay.
They...
Internet sleuths, get to work.
We talked about them before. We talked about this person before.
Today?
Yeah, before, like, walked in, door before we started broadcasting, so you want to let that
ramble in your brain. I'm like, who was I talking about?
But yeah, so if season four does get picked up, then it might...
Okay.
Might be a possibility.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah.
You can.
I'll totally tell you right after this.
Not a problem. Gotcha. And then everyone's going to slide into my DMs, Josh.
You got to guess.
But internet sleuths, go to work, because that will be kind of fun. Link into the comments below. We love that.
Yeah. Love some tea.
Yeah. We love stuff like that. So this possible trio, you'll be doing Hip Hop Internationals, maybe?
Yes, maybe.
And then,
like,
and
75%
right okay. now. Okay, and then if there's a season four, maybe you'll try and get on the show with that trio. If all goes well at Hip Hop International.
If there's a season four, you're going to see us on there.
I love it. Yeah. Okay, you're ready. You guys are ready. Yeah, I'm not sure you're ready. You're like,
It's going to be,
Are you ready for beep?
No, I'm not. But I'll be ready. But I'll never forget when we did round two. Or the duels. I don't know why I keep calling it round. They said not to call it round.
Yeah.
The duels. It just sounds so weird to say. Like, the duels.
The duels, the cut.
Yeah.
World, like, final.
Exactly. But we did the duels, and we, like, get on stage. We're, like, super hyped. A lot of our friends were in the audience, so they were just screaming. And we missed, like, the first two ticks. There's four. So we only heard what was tick, tick, and then we, like, kind of just, like, because we were so in our head.
Yeah.
So we, like, low-key missed it, but we were on it.
Oh, good.
So there's, like, I don't know. It might just have been me, but I think when it was our Drop It Like It's Hot round.
Ooh.
And I don't know.
Do I have Drop It Like It's Hot up there?
But, yeah, I just know that.
Oh, I do. Yeah. I do.
Okay, yeah, yes. Yeah. Okay, if you go back, you see, like, the back, like, of our, like, of, like, I don't know. It was, like, a car. Like, we're, like, a little off.
Yeah, it was just because, like, a moment.
Yeah, but I knew in my head, because I'm right behind Jason, I think. And I was just like, I know I was totally off in the back. I was just like waddling.
And you're like, I'm glad I'm in the back of this moment.
Yeah, I was like, we're so lucky that I'm in the back.
You don't get those moments back. They don't say, cut, let's start again. I mean, if someone falls, they fall.
And they show it.
They do show it. We've seen a lot of tricks go awry from time to time where someone falls on an aerial.
That's why we try not to do as much tricks unless we're, like, super secure about it. That's why it's so weird, because, like, I was the only one flipping. And I'm not even, like... Like, I'm no Trey Dorego or anyone.
I had Trey here, it was one of those things. I thought, you flying over the desk half the time and, you know, tired after school and, like, doing rehearsal. And I see, it's all the lights on that stage, too, and the round.
So
I don't know how he keeps his spot sometimes.
That's what I said, because I know there's, even, like, during rehearsal, and I had to do a flip, and I was just like, I see, like, this one flash, and I'm just like.
He says he's fine, but
he's crazy.
I don't know. But he also said that since they filmed season two, he's had a growth spurt, so he's had to relearn some of his tricks, which I thought was interesting because he's taller.
Yeah, so he has it, like, more down pat.
Yeah, yeah. So he said he's kind of had to relearn some things because his center of weight is a little different.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Now I'm thinking, the whole time now I'm thinking about the trio, because I'm just, like, so excited.
We're ready for it.
I
know you've been exploring choreography quite a bit. You just did a concept video.
Yes, did. I'm really trying to bring back, like, the old, like, Ian Eastwood, Brian Fools videos where we used to watch, like, the full 15 minutes before, like, a minute of dancing, because now it's all about, like, I think it was all Vine's fault, too. I was talking to my friend about
it. 6 seconds.
And, like, you can fit so much in 6 seconds, so you can be able to fit a full dance routine in 30.
Yeah.
But, like, it's, like, that's not the point. And it's just because our attention spans are so short. So I'm trying to bring it back, and, like, slowly but, like, surely, I'm just trying to, like, make it longer, you know? So,
do you really want to do, like, a 15-minute type of?
That's the plan. But for now, the next one I'm doing is I'm trying to film it in I'm filming it at the end of March, and it's gonna be like this, like, close to, like, 5 minute, and it's just gonna be, it's a song that I've always wanted to do, like, forever. Ever since I heard it, I've been in love with it.
What is it? Can you tell us?
Yeah, it's called Onyx Dolphin. It's a real, no one knows this song, and not no one knows it, but, like.
It's not
like, it's
playing
not
on the radio every 5 seconds.
Never. It's not even playing, like, on SoundCloud, really. Like, it's like, I think it's not even on SoundCloud anymore. I don't know, for some reason, but that's just a song that I just like really love. Mm-hmm. And I'm just gonna like put in like a lot of my heart and soul into it. And that's just gonna, you'll see that soon. And I'm just gonna try, because I really want to explore of like more of who I am and like try and figure out who I am as like a choreographer, because my goal is to be a creative director. So I have to, you know, people have to see what I'm trying to
do. That nappy tabs. Come exactly. On. They're yeah. incredible. It was really interesting being able to watch them work behind the scenes on World
it's
of
really,
Dance.
It's really, I love watching them. They're like one of my biggest inspirations.
It's a great inspiration to have, because we had Brittany Cherry in here who, of course, supervising choreographer. And you know, she's a part of Team Nappy Tabs. And it's interesting they are so busy now. They'll be working on up to 14 projects at a time, which is I'm not even exaggerating. I like to exaggerate. This is not an exaggeration. And they will have the team go out and choreograph. However, Nappy Tabs always knows what's going on, has approved the movement that's being done.
Yeah.
So they're delegating responsibility, but at the same time, it's got the Nappy Tabs stamp of approval and signature. And then they'll come in and they'll say, nope, we need to fix this for the camera. And
I was literally sitting next to Napoleon, just like on set. And, like, we're just eating, and his phone's just blowing up. And I was just like, what's happening? I was like, is it your birthday? He's like, nah, man, it's just work.
It's just,
like, different apps of, like, group text, like, WhatsApp, and then WeChat, and then, like, his like actual iMessage is just like, that's so crazy.
Because at any given time, they're working on World of Dance, a separate project for J-Lo, something for the Grammys, something Britney. For Disney.
Yeah, like...
Britney, they were doing the Britney project, which is on hold for now in Vegas. So You Think You Can Dance, they'll always even come in and at least do either a number or work at Academy.
Yeah, it's just, that's not going a joke. In.
And to be able to accomplish what they have, because at certain points, dancers, you know, you could become a choreographer, you could become a teacher. A couple select few would wind up as directors, like a Bob Fosse or something. But they have opened so many doors and so many avenues for everyone. It's really fascinating.
And they just keep doing it, and they just keep inspiring people like me, you know, hopefully.
What's the biggest thing you think you've learned from them?
I think I've learned a lot of production, like behind-the-scenes stuff, just but not besides like production, but learning how to run a show in the right way and figuring out like what it takes, and like it's not just about you and your team. It's literally about from the lighting guy to like you have to respect everyone that you work with, because like half of the time it's their job. Like they could mess up your whole show.
Mm-hmm.
So just treating everyone right. That's what I really learned, because they treat everyone right.
That's good to know.
Literally from like the craft lady.
It starts at the top and it works its way down.
Exactly.
If you're treating everyone as equals, you're respecting
then
their
everything
talent.
Goes well.
It does. And people are happy to come to work. I think that's the other
thing
forget. Because we always know there's going to be one bad day on set. It's just going to happen that day when the lighting's not working right or the soundboard or whatever it is. And how are you handling a crisis or a bad day?
Yeah.
And if they're still handling it calm, cool, being respective of everyone saying, like, how can we fix this? You're still going to walk away going, that wasn't the greatest day on set, but we had fun anyway.
And it's a new day tomorrow.
That's right.
Everyone's going to bring cookies and like feel better.
Go to the craft services and eat a cookie. Yeah. Feel better.
The food at World of Dance is the best. At least my season. Last season, I was helping a crew like choreograph.
Mm-hmm.
And it just wasn't the best. And I was
for
like,
season three?
Yeah, I was just like, what's happening?
They moved sound stages, too.
I know. I was like, maybe it's that. Maybe it's just the energy in the room because the food was dry. I was going to say shout out to the craft team, but I can't do that.
Can you tell us who you were helping, what crew you were helping on season three?
Yes, it was Electro Crew.
Okay, great.
In the junior team division.
I love that.
I helped them out with round two and three.
Excellent.
Yeah, but you know, I don't like to talk about it. I don't like to. It's just like, I don't really like... And I'm on to the next thing.
Right.
And I totally forgot until like right now that I did that. Because they actually competed last week, and I flew out to Arizona and helped them with the piece, and they got first place. And
good
I was
for
like,
them.
And it's just like, that's like the little stuff like that is what like helps me keep going. Like, okay, like I like have something. Like, I'm not crazy, and I like I don't know. I like God's who really thinks, helped me out.
Who thinks you're crazy?
Me. I think I'm crazy.
We don't think you're crazy. I mean, well, think about this. You're 16. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're doing things that other people aren't dreaming about even starting until they're 25, or you know, they don't have the big dreams that you've already accomplished at your age.
I feel it. Yeah. I mean,
you should give yourself a pat on the back every once in a while, right?
Just once, you know.
Yeah.
Just very.
I mean, because you helped this crew. They came in first without your efforts.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just like it's a lot, and it's like I feel like the more I think about it, the more I like overthink about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I just like I'm like, all right, cool. You guys got first, like
you don't want to put the pressure on
yourself.
Yeah,
exactly.
But I think if you put in the work, you're going to see the results.
Yeah,
and
I do put in the work.
Right.
But yeah, it's just a lot.
And there'll be setbacks too, and that's how we.
I think that's what it is because I'm waiting for that one because I can't be like always like. Like, this is just, I was watching the Chris Brown documentary, and then Jamie Foxx was saying that it's something called God's balance,
mm-hmm.
where it's, like, something is always going right, and then just be ready for that one hit that's going to help you, like, set back down. And then once that happens, then something else, it's just like this. It's like a roller coaster.
Right. So but I think like, don't sit there and put it in the forefront of your brain, though, because you don't want to sit there and go, is this the day my, like... failure comes or
yeah, but I'm just but, always like if it does happen I'm not gonna like oh
no like you don't
hit.
Fall apart yeah. I always tell people because we all have bad days. I have bad days on the air and days that I'm like I completely failed today.
This is a good day, right?
This is a good
okay,
day
right. We're 100 episodes
we're 100 episodes yeah. We can't fail on this one. We yeah. can't. But you know, I have days and I sit there and I remind myself and I always tell people, you know what, it's okay to wallow in that failure for a day. Like go home, eat your ice cream or your potato chips or whatever it is. Just take a nap, whatever it is you need to do. But you got to wake up the next day and say, what did I learn? What are some steps I can do to rectify this?
Yeah.
How do I keep myself positive? Who can I ask for feedback?
For help, yeah.
Who do I just are need mentors? To talk to? Who do I need to talk to? Who's going to make me feel good, but also give me the advice that I need? And
exactly,
sometimes we need to hear the hard things, too.
A lot of the times, yeah.
Yeah.
To just, I don't know. I think it helps me, like, be able to hear the hard things is because I've like grown up with like just being like beat down like a lot, so I have thicker skin, so like a lot of stuff doesn't really hurt me as much,
mm-hmm.
so I'm like easier with like criticism.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to everyone who was mean to me.
No, that's terrible.
But yeah, you know
but
what I mean?
Yeah, I think in this industry it does help to have a thicker skin.
Yeah,
I mean,
really have to, like you can't
do.
Survive. You
I mean
survive.
We get comments even on social media sometimes and I go, oh, okay. But I do realize that a lot of times some of those critical comments, if you look at them, oftentimes they don't reflect you, they reflect them and what they're going through.
Yeah, and that's why I just, like, for me, it doesn't take a lot. Like, if I see something bad or, like, if I'm just, like, not get, like, the best day or if I get, like, a bad text, I just turn my phone off and, like, there's sometimes where I'm just, like, I throw my phone. Maybe that's why my phone doesn't work some of the time.
Because you've been throwing it around.
I had like 6 phones. I mean, I pay for them. And my mom's like, oh, that's not the point. I'm like, then what's the point? And we have this whole debate.
Well, but you should probably treat your phone with a little bit of respect.
I know, but like,
right?
You know, if you're having a bad day, just throw it safely on the bed or couch.
Maybe find like a stress ball to throw that doesn't break.
I mean, but like in that time, you're not going to be like, oh, like, I don't know. Like,
let me find my stress ball.
Find my stress
ball.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's under the bed. Hold on.
Stress it out. Try to find your stress ball.
By the time you find your stress you're like, I'm just done. But yeah, I mean, ideally, you're not throwing around your iPhone.
Yeah.
It, you know.
But if I see some, I'm just like, you know what? I'll just turn off the phone and then maybe go walk outside.
Yes.
I love walking out. I think for me, I just take everything differently because I'm an only child.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been, besides my parents, I've been really like independent and even. Me, like, I started traveling alone, like, 2 years ago, and I've just been, from there, it just helps me, like, make decisions on my own. Like, I don't feel like I really, like, I'm not like, all right, I have to, like, call somebody and, like, express how I feel. I'm just like, all right, let me just breathe and think about it and then go from there.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, because there's been a lot of predicaments where I just, like, I don't have enough time to call somebody or, like,
you gotta
to call
make a good decision
have,
in the moment.
Just right there, yeah. So me being in those predicaments has really, like, helped me evolve.
That's got to be hard though, because you are under 18 mm-hmm. and you're working in an adult industry, not the adult industry. People, do not send me comments. But I'm talking about.
I didn't know.
But what I'm saying is, you are constantly surrounded by adults, people who are over 18, and there are expectations placed on you when you're still a teen, you're still growing up, and everything else. You have to really have a good head on your shoulders, and you know, you have to remember too. And I think of this, you know, with Sean and Casey and Bailey, all of you guys. People like to be out, like when they're in high school and doing things that sometimes they're not supposed to. But you guys have a responsibility as role models.
Yeah, and I think us, because I was homeschooled since the third grade, but also me being an only child, I don't feel like, oh, like I need to go like hang out with my friends or like, because I just like once I'm home, I'm home. And me, like, having dance is really like, all right, these are my friends. So, like, and we are doing the same thing. No one's really trying to, like, oh, I'm trying to go, like, party tonight. And I'm like, yeah, let me go do that with you. Like, we're all tired after rehearsal.
Which is
ain't
good.
Ain't nobody trying to go. Like, the most we're going to do is try to go to Cane's after and then go home. So, yeah, us just being in that environment, it really just makes it easier to... I don't even know. It just makes it easier for me. Like, life's just so much easier.
Maybe does it keep you on track? Having friends that sort of understand what you're going through.
And a lot of adults in the dance like industry who are just like, don't do this. And you're like, you hear it so many times. You're like, all right, I wasn't planning on doing it, but.
But they've seen the stories.
I know. And that's what's so crazy, because I'm just like, how though? Like, for me, I'm like, I'm not gonna drink, not gonna smoke, not gonna, et cetera, you know what I mean? And it's just like...
I guess it's just, you know, I think sometimes people come into your lives and, you know, you get that feeling like, I'm not sure they're the best person. And that instinct was usually right first off. And then you're like, oh, I'll just give them a chance. And then you start noticing bad things happen when they're around. Yeah. And I think that's what happens, because I've had a couple dancers who have been here and gotten themselves in situations and they just thought, I never thought I would be in this place. Mm-hmm. But they had let outside influences, you know, if they're having those days where the doubts start creeping in, and it's not just one day of doubts, it's 2 days of doubts, and then
a week or
You just have to make sure you're surrounded with the positive people that are doing the right things.
Yeah, I think I am, though. That's why
you're on track.
Exactly. And I don't know. I can tell from the get-go. I'm like, all right, I probably should not hang out with you for 5 more minutes, or I'm gonna lose.
You should
it.
Go home.
Yeah,
time to go home. What is it? Because I think that this is amazing. I've had so many of this sort of 15, 16, 17 year old group of dancers. You guys are all on. You know, Bailey, you, Sean, and Casey. You guys all know each other. You're all performing together. Mm. You're all out there working in the industry. What is it about you guys? Because I find that I feel like in 10 years, we're going to be looking back at some of these interviews we've done and been like, look at how far they've even come from that.
Look at my hair. It's probably going to be gone by then. I don't know.
Well, I have an interview with you in braces. So we're going to be evolving through all of that. So what is it about this group that is so special?
That's a good question. I think what... Like, dance-wise or just in...
Dance-wise, I mean, but, you know, obviously being role models, a lot of you started with Wildebeest, which is, I think, is kind of interesting.
I think what makes us so special is that we just, we haven't lost our passion for dance. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I ever am, because I'm always, like, with the right people, and I, like, always just am, like, finding new inspirations and, like, people to, like, keep me going, and I'm just like, I want to be like you.
Right.
And I'm not going to stop until I am like you. So all that stuff, and it's just, like, having a group of people like that, you're like, okay, we're all chilling. Like, we're all not going to, like, go on, like, different tangents and, like, do, like, stuff to, like, jeopardize what we love.
Right. And what you've already worked so
hard
for.
Exactly. Like, we're already in. Like, we've already done World of Dance 2 seasons in a row. Like,
which is incredible.
I'm not trying to... I don't know, like, end it all in, like, a minute or, like, in, like, a short decision.
Right.
And I think also, yeah, that's really it. Just, like, me having, like, a strong group of people. Like, even Julian and Char. I've known Char since I was, like, I think 11. Mm-hmm. And then I've known Julian since I was, like, 7. Not 7, 11. But, yeah. I think about, like, 6 or 7. And us coming, well, like, I moved out here when I was 13 or 12. 13 or 12. And... him moving out here is, like, still keeping me grounded, because he's something from back home.
Right.
And I have all these people from, like, the East Coast who are moving out here, and I'm just like, okay, I still have, like, I'm still remembering who I am.
Right.
And I never forgot, but, like, this has helped me, like, always stay true to who I am, because all these people who I grew up with are here.
Staying grounded.
Exactly. And, like, Julian's my best friend, and it's just, like, after, once he started to, like, teach and, like, blow up, and I was just like, is he gonna, like, turn LA on me? Mm-hmm. And he, like, did, and I was just like, he's, like, a person that I know I'm always gonna have in my life, and that's what's just, like, all these little things are just, like, I'm good.
Like, yeah, just taking little mental notes, like, yeah. No, this is good. He's had great success. He's still true
he's still
to his
good.
Roots.
Yeah, yep. He's not, oh, he's wearing glasses inside. Like, is that weird? Is he? Yeah, so.
No, and I think that's interesting. I'm from the East Coast as well. And most
hey,
of
what's up?
Yeah, yes. I'm from Massachusetts.
Hey.
But I do think it's interesting. Most of my friends are either from the New England area, or they're from my time living in New York City.
Okay, yeah.
And a lot of them have moved out here, and that's kind of who I hang out with, because I think it makes me feel most like
yeah.
me, who I grew up as,
yeah,
you know.
It makes
that,
you feel like you're like a child again, like from...
Yeah, that I'm that nine-year-old in
yeah.
like little town Massachusetts. I know that a lot of my friends know who that is.
That's why we usually do this. I wanted to start doing it more, but I told my mom, like, we should go home for like all of January
mm-hmm.
and just like... Because usually in L.A., like, everyone's home or, like, no one's really, like, all right, I'm trying to get back in class. Unless you're, like, an actor, then it's, like, pilot season.
Right.
But for me, I was just, like, we just got to stay home, like.
Enjoy it.
And just chill. Because, like, my dad still has a job on the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
So I rarely know, or I still, like, never see him.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just, like, that's, like, my dad time. And then it turned into, like, me, like, booking a lot of stuff. So I had to go back and forth.
Right.
But she still got to stay home. And, like. Be home with my dad, and I was just like,
were you home alone here in LA?
Yeah, I was, but
very responsible.
I mean yeah, you know, that was, yeah, taking care of my cat, had to clean his litter box.
See,
was,
there are responsibilities.
But all that stuff was like, okay, now I like, I'll understand, or I'll be ready for when I have my own place, and I'm not like, oh, I have my own place, like, what do I do
and
now?
Then you, it's also appreciate, like, your mom too,
exactly,
when she's
yeah.
out here, because you realize, oh, the litter box gets done a lot more,
like,
when she's
yeah,
around.
Yeah, I'm like, it's so big, like, why? Like, and then I remember I cleaned it, and then he was still like, I think, I don't know if he was pissed at me, but he would poop in the bathroom.
He missed your and mom, that's why.
Now he doesn't even like her, but because she's been gone for so long.
She's back, though. She's here in studio with
us. She's coming back. He's still like, she's going to leave again. That's what I feel like.
Well, that's a cat's job, is to love you and then punish you when you go away,
yeah,
and then
and
let
then
you know.
Scratch you. And
when it's time
yeah, there's
for
so,
them
there's
to
so
love
much.
You again.
Because that's the reason why we got a cat. Because I wanted the dog. Because I'm a dog person. We have a dog back home. His name is Rascal. Shout out, Rascal. I know you can't listen to me, but miss you. but my mom was like, we should just get a cat because, you know, it's... they're, like, lovable and, like, they're easy to take care of. You ain't got to take them outside or, like, really care for them. She didn't say that, but that's what, like, I thought she meant. And then we get our cat and we leave him for, like, a day and he's just, like, oh, like, so sad and has, like, separation anxiety. And it's just, like, he needs our attention. I'm like, I thought you were supposed to be chill. You're supposed to be chill. And now I feel like I have a dog. So we should just get a dog.
That dogs are a lot of work if you don't have a yard all the time.
But it's like, I'd rather have a lot of work and then, like, think that I have, like, no work and then still have a lot of work. So, yeah.
All right, Josh. So, we had you here last year. We had
yep.
you here this year. What is the short-term goal for 2019? What is your dance goal?
Dance goal is to start putting out more concert videos, showing people that I'm not just a dancer, that I'm a choreographer,
mm-hmm.
and to let people more into my life. But in a true manner.
Authentic.
Yes.
That's
and then the end all goal is to be a creative director, like Nappy Tabs.
And take
need
over
to,
the world.
Need to find my tab. But yeah, that's, or like Josh Smith, he's creative director for Chris Brown or Nick D'Amore. Just like to, because I feel like I could put on a good show and I just need to have more knowledge in my pocket and like figure out the right way instead of like just trying to rush it.
Yep. And you know, you
yeah.
can be mentored by these people
exactly.
and work as assistants to them and
yeah and just shadow them and I just want to watch, like I just need to watch and get more experience, and then because for like me, mentoring is like literally just watching and like not like trying to be all in it, because if you do that then you won't, you'll just be like copying them instead
mm-hmm.
of just watching. They're like, okay, how can I make this do this but then have my own version of it? So I'm just yeah
you're 16, sky's the limit.
I know, yeah.
I love this,
yeah.
Well, believe it or not, our time is up together.
So dang, that's crazy.
100th episode.
Dang.
It is a wrap.
That's crazy.
I know. This was good.
Yeah, it was a good episode.
I appreciate you coming on for our 100th episode of
Anytime.
To the Point.
I'll be back. I don't know, maybe 150. I'll just do like every halfway mark.
I love
like
it. 125, 150, like, 200. Yes. You're here, Josh.
1,000, you know, we'll just keep going.
Let's do it. Let's make it happen. High five to that.
Thank you.
If people want to find you on social media, where can they find you?
Instagram is at official Josh Price. I wanted Josh Price, but he said no, and he took my name. Twitter is I am official. Oh, no, I am
Josh Price.
Yeah, ooh, that was rough. Don't have MySpace. Vine isn't a thing anymore. And yeah, that's really all. That's
YouTube.
It.
Ooh,
YouTube is I am Josh A. Price. I think that's right.
Or just
could be
look
wrong.
Up, if you look up Josh Price,
yeah,
in the
you'll
search
see. Yeah, you'll see me like smiling. All
right, on YouTube,
doing something.
I found it right away. Not
thank
a problem.
You. Thank you.
You bet.
But yeah, I'm just trying to. Yeah, I'll be posting a lot more on YouTube. So. But yeah, stay
build
on the lookout for that.
Base.
Yes.
All right, you guys. We are gonna flip totally opposite from World of Dance next week. We're gonna have ballet.
Yes,
someone from American Ballet Theater as well. I know it's kind of
that was like the toes.
They're just like the toes. We're gonna go to the point. I promised you guys more ballet in 2019, and it's gonna happen. We will see you all next week. Thank you for all of your support for our 100th episode.
Yes.
Thanks to Dance Network, Popcorn Talk, and all of you. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.